Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. There was light. God saw that the light was good. He separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. It was evening and morning, the first day. The Hebrew word for light in this passage of Scripture, verse 3, is or. Now, in the Hebrew language, this word or represents all kinds of different facets of light. It can mean illumination, it can mean brightness, a reflection of countenance. It can be a heavenly body like the sun, it can be a time of day, it can represent prosperity. It can be viewed in a variety of literal and figurative metaphorical senses. Now, when coupled with these multiple considerations of light, light being associated with God makes complete sense. After all, we see in John, the first chapter, verse 1, that God illuminates. We see with Moses' interaction with God when he saw his back that he is bright, and the impact of that brightness affected Moses where he had to wear a veil. Yet lifts the countenance of those who are downtrodden, God after all made his son. Time bends to his will, and the Lord grants prosperity. In Matthew 5:45. Light emanates from the very being of God in everyone. But I do want us to take this time, communion, to consider just one aspect of life that comes from God that we should consider. If we go to Psalms, the psalmist understood light and understood God. Because in Psalm 27, verse 1, the writer here says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Notice the conjoining here of life and salvation. The psalmist writes again in chapter 36, verse 9, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. We see here that the psalmist understood a very important aspect of light in dealing with God, that when God brings forth light, he is bringing forth salvation. He is bringing forth life itself. You're probably all familiar with the concept of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is how plants use light to obtain nutrients from water, carbon dioxide. Sunlight provides light to these plants. Well, in very much a spiritual way, God is our photosynthesis. We were empty and dark. We were missing something. We were spiritually depraved and lacking the proper nutrients to survive. But then the light of God emanated from and brought forth life. And we see this in John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we're here today to partake of the body and blood spiritually of Jesus Christ, because we're remembering that he is the light that gives us God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day. We pray for your mercy and grace, Lord God. We are so thankful to have the light of your Son, Jesus Christ. And that is why we're here to remember that it's the light that he has given us that comes from you, because you and he are one, that brings us the spiritual nourishment that we need to live forever. We are so grateful and thankful, Father God, and that we have the time to remember this. Let us never forget the light. Let us never walk in darkness. We praise you and we thank you in Christ Jesus. Amen.